Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. We were still on Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We're dealing all, you know, with different topics related to inheritance. And the topic that we've gotten into now is the topic of the fact that the firstborn is entitled to a double share. We saw in yesterday's daf there's a discussion, is that a double share of the total, or a double share of what a single son gets? And the conclusion is that it's a double share of what the single son gets, of what any other single son would get. And now we've been discussing a braisa. The braisa taught that the firstborn gets this double share in objects and assets that his father had possession of. His father actually owned. He was muhzak. But things that were ra'ui, that were fitting to come to the father, but hadn't yet come to the father, he doesn't get a double share in those. So the Gemara, the Braisa says that if you have a Kohen, or family of Kohanim, the firstborn Kohen gets a double share in the arm, jaw, and maw of his father. Those are parts of an animal that we have to give to a Kohen. And he would get a share in the karbanos of his father, a double share. And he would get a double share in the appreciation, where the asset appreciated after the death of father. For example, if when father died, there was a cow which was rented out or leased to others, so those people are paying a rental fee, or there's a cow that's out in the wilderness somewhere eating hefker stuff, and it gives birth to an animal. It gives birth to a calf after the death of father. The firstborn gets a double share, not just in the cow, but also in the calf. However, if father dies and the remaining sons build buildings or plant vineyards in the fields of father, then this firstborn doesn't get a double share in those buildings or vineyards, because that was created after death of father. That was the braisa. So let's begin with the Gemara. The Gemara asks, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines into it. Actually, we'll start with Tanur Rabbanan. We'll start with Tanur Rabbanan again. Tanur Rabbanan, we lived in a braisa. Actually, the second to last line, the thin line. Tanur Rabbanan, we lived in a braisa. Habachor, the firstborn, Noto Pishnaim, he gets a double share in the Zrua L'chayayim V'keva. If his father was a Kohen, he gets a double share in the jaw, maw, and arm. He gets a double share in the mukdashim, in the karbanos. He gets a double share b'shevach sheshivchu nechasim la'achar misas aviyam, in the appreciation that the assets appreciated, even though that appreciation happened after death of father. Ketzah, what's the case? Iniach le'navian parah mukheres umuskeres b'erachayim. If father left over a cow that was rented out to others, so there's rental fees coming in. Or the cow was grazing in areas that are ownerless. And now gives birth to a firstborn, notel pishnaim, he gets a double share in that violda, gives birth. So b'char notel pishnaim, the firstborn takes a double portion of the calf, and it takes a double portion of the rental fees. Aval banu batim v'natu kramim, but that's only true with the appreciation that happens automatically. But if the other sons had built homes or planted vineyards, in b'char notel pishnaim, the firstborn doesn't take a double portion in that. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Hai hazrua l'chayayim v'akeva yichidami. What's this case of the gifts of kahuna? If the father got it and then he died, so of course, pshita, it's an asset of his. Of course, his son gets a double share in that. He had possession of it. Idloas lidei avuon, if they haven't yet come to the hands of father, ro'ihu, so it's not something that the father actually owned. It was something that the father was going to own. It was fitting to come to the father. Eina b'char notel b'ro'i k'b'mulzak, we know that a firstborn is not entitled to a double share in assets that would come to the father, but that actually were never possessed by the father during the father's lifetime. So the Gemara introduces here something which we had back in Maseches Gittin. Hacha b'makirei kahuna askinan. We're talking about where this father, this Kohen, was a very good friend of the people of the town. There was basically he was the only recipient of Matnos Kahuna. Udishtachit b'chayavuon, and it was slaughtered actually in the lifetime of the father. The kasavar, in the opinion of this price, is matanos shelo hurmu, the gifts that are supposed to go to the Kohen that have yet to have been separated. Kamisha hurmu dami, it's as if they've been separated. So what's going on is like this, that when you have, let's say, truma, that you're supposed to give to a Kohen, you had a pile of wheat and you separate a little piece, you say this is truma. But what happens right away, this is the way the Rashi and Gittin explains this, when you separate it as truma, it becomes the possession of all the Kohanim. It becomes now automatically the possession that belongs to the Shevet of the Kohanim. Now, if you have a particular Kohen who's your friend, and you always give him your truma. You never give truma to anybody else. You're always giving truma to this friend. Then all the other Kohanim are misyaish. They despair of getting this truma. So they basically have revoked their rights to this truma. So now this truma belongs to this Kohen. So even though this Kohen doesn't even know about this truma, he owns it. You never contacted him. But you always give to him your truma. You never give to any other Kohen your truma. So therefore, since he's your makir, he's your friend, the other Kohanim are mityaesh. They revoke their or renounce their rights to the truma. So since it already belonged to the Shevet of the Kohanim, it now just belongs to him. So that's what's going on here. A firstborn can only inherit property that is the possession of his father. So how could the firstborn inherit these gifts of kahuna from a father who's a Kohen? He never got them. The answer is, this brisa holds that once the animal is slaughtered, even though the various gifts have yet to be separated, it's as if they are separated. And we're talking about a case where the father was the best friend of the owner of the animal. The owner of the animal always gave his matnos kahuna to this father, and therefore all the other kohanim have despaired from their rights to this possession of the tribe. Therefore, he's the only man in the tribe left owning that piece. So even though he never found out about it, he never actually took hold of it, it was legally his because the other Kohanim had pulled out and it's already the property of the Kohanim. So it's just his. And therefore, when he dies, his firstborn gets a double portion in it.
Rabbi, this double portion, didn't it create some kind of animosity among the siblings?
So you know the joke that they say, why does the firstborn get a double portion? Because his parents don't know how to raise a child yet, so he's their guinea pig for all of their mistakes. So because he had all their mistakes, therefore he should be compensated with a double portion.
And then the same thing with the Kohen name, you know, that you give it to your favorite Kohen. How about the other Kohens? They would create some kind of animosity.
I don't know, but that's your right. You have the right of Tovas Hanah to determine which Kohen gets it.
A place to put it in there and all the Kohen.
That's not the system. Not the system. All right, the next point of the Braisa said, Mukdashim, sacrifices, a firstborn gets a double portion. I understand, says the Gemara. Lavdi Dei Ninu, the sacrifices don't belong to the father. They're God's property. So how could the firstborn have a double portion in them? Bekatshim Kalim, we're referring to a Karban Shlamim, that which is the lower level of holiness. Aliba de Rabbi Yossi Aglili, according to the view of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which we saw back in the Seches Kiddushin as well. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Aglili is of the opinion, Mamun Bailim Hu, that these do belong to their owner. The Tanya, as the verse says, Umal Amal Ba'ashem, the watchman who swears falsely, is committing a crime against God. Of course he's committing a crime against God. Why say he's committing a crime against God? The rabbis kachim kalim, that even if he's watching a sacrifice of a low level of holiness, if he swears falsely about that, that's included. Shehin mamun bailim, because that is considered the property of the owner. Divrei Yossi Aglili. All right, so that answers that question. Third point in the braisa. We are five lines before the very end of Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Braisa said, "Iniach le'navien para muhkeres umuskeres biad acherim." If father left over a cow that had been rented out, and there are now rental fees coming in after his death, oshoyseroa be'efer, or if the animal is pasturing in a place that's ownerless, so it's not that he's being fed by the assets of the other brothers or by the estate, it's pasturing out into the wilderness. The yolda b'chor, and it gives birth to an animal, v'yold, and it gives birth, b'chor, the firstborn, no toba pishnayim, gets a double portion in either the child that was born or in the rental fees. The Gemara says, one second, hashtu mukheres umuskeres talav b'rshus ha'damara didhu. Kaima, Amrit Shakil Roe, Shakil, now that you say that if the animal was rented out, which is really not in the domain of the deceased, nevertheless he gets that rental fee. So Roe Be'efer, if the deceased died and the animal is out in the wilderness and it's still eating, but it's still in the domain of the deceased, it's not in anybody else's domain, so Mibaya, so of course the firstborn should get a double portion in that appreciation. So the Gemara says, listen, Hakamashma, this is the Chiddush. Demuchkeres umuskeres demidiroa be'efer. When does he get a double portion? In the rental fees? When the rental fees are like the animal that is pasturing in the wilderness. Maroa be'efer shvachad b'meila ka'asiv lo kachasu b'mamona. When the animal is pasturing in the wilderness and it appreciates by having a child. So it's not as if the other brothers are spending money to get that appreciation. That's an appreciation. That's an increase in value. That's happening on its own. So too, when we talk about rental fees, af muhkeres umuskeres, so too, when we talk about rental fees, we're talking about the rental fees, shvachad memela kasi, the lochasri b'mezona, that the other children are not spending any money in order to feed the animal, but the animal is being fed by the one who's renting it. But if the other children are spending their money to feed this animal, so then you can't say that the rental fee is sort of an automatic improvement. It's happening because the other children are spending money. So whatever improvement happens because the other children spend money, that is not considered something that the father actually owned. That was ra'ui, something which the father was getting, was going to get, but he didn't actually get. So the firstborn doesn't get a double portion in it. So the important principle that our Bryce introduces is that if after the death of father, the animal appreciates on its own, that added appreciation is still considered what had belonged to father. It's considered that it had been in the possession of father. And firstborn gets a double portion, obviously in the principle, plus in the appreciation. Gemara is now going to tell us that that's actually a dispute. Mani, who is our Bryce alike? It's Rabbi. It's only the view of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The Talmud did a brayse in Bechor Noto Pishnayim Beshvach Sheshavchu Nechasim Leachar Mises Avihen. The sages say no. The sages say the firstborn has a double portion in the possessions of father. But if things happened after father died, so it didn't belong to father during his lifetime. Now after he died, this animal gave birth to a calf. But during his lifetime, there was no calf. So they are not entitled to a double portion in that. Rebbe, right.
After how long? I mean, after, let's say it's been divided up.
No, they're not. No, but they're not. Then it already belongs to each brother.
Right. Rebbe,
yeah.
If the father passed away.
Right.
Okay, and they get all the portion, the firstborn double, and you know, so on. And down the road, they found out that the father borrowed money, he owed money to, you know, Yitzchak.
Okay.
And Yitzchak is coming back now to collect the money. So the firstborn has to pay two portions
of
that?
Yeah, we'll see that. That's correct.
It's going to happen.
That's right. That's part of today's daf also. Says the Gemara Mani, who is this view? Again, it's Rebbe, because the Chachamim say, Ein b'chor noto pishnayim b'shvach sheshavchu nechasam l'acham yisavien. The firstborn does not get a double portion in the appreciation that happens after father's death. Rebbe Omer Omer Ani, b'chor noto pishnayim b'shvach sheshavchu nechasam l'acham yisavien. The firstborn gets a double portion. Rebbe says, I say he gets a double portion in the improvement with the, or the appreciation, where the assets appreciate on their own after father's death. Avalo b'shvach shehishbichu yisomim. He doesn't get a double portion in the appreciation that the other children created. If they fed the animal from their money, from their assets to fan it up, the firstborn doesn't get a double portion of that added fat. The achar misavin, if that happened after the death of the father. Continues the view of Rebbe. Yarshu Shtar Chov. Let's say they inherit a document, a loan that their father had lent to others. B'chor Notel Pishnayim. The firstborn gets a double portion of that loan. Now you might say it's Ro'i, it's things that the father didn't actually own. But no, because we say that since he had the Shtar, and the Shtar is what eventually is used to collect the loan, it's as if the Shtar, when it gets the money, it's as if the Shtar appreciated on its own, and therefore the firstborn gets a double portion. Yatzal Le'en Shtar Chov. Now this is Baruch's point. Let's say against the father who passed away's assets comes out a document saying that he owed money. B'chor Nosein Pishnayim. The firstborn has to pay a double part of that loan. V'im Amar. Now, if the firstborn says, you know what? Eini notel ve'eini nosein. I don't want to be so responsible. I won't take a double portion. I therefore don't have to pay a double portion. Rashai, he is allowed to do so. All right, that's the Brice. So now, my time, my Rabbanan. What's the logic of the Rabbanan that say that even appreciation that happens automatically, the firstborn is not entitled to a double portion in it? Because the Pasuk describes the father who gives to a firstborn a double portion, latet lo pishnayim, to gift to him a double portion. Matana kari rachmana, Hashem calls it a gift. So now, ma matana demachi liyade, just like when it comes to a gift, I can't give a gift unless I own something. If I don't own it, I can't give it away as a gift. Avchelik b'chora, so too, the firstborn's portion, adamachi liyade, it had to first come into the hands of the father, and then it could be given over to the firstborn. But if the father died and hadn't come into his hands, he can't give it over. However, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, and he says that what appreciates automatically does go to the firstborn, that a double portion in that. So what's his source? Amar, the Pasuk says that the father gives to the firstborn, Pishnayim, a double amount. That means that the two amounts, the two plots he gets are linked to each other. Makish chelek b'chor l'chelek pashut. The amount of a firstborn, the firstborn parcel is linked and compared and derived from the parcel given to everyone. So ma chelek pashut, just like the parcel given to the other brothers, afal gavtalo matu liyade, even that which didn't come to the hands of the father, nevertheless, if it appreciates on its own, will go to those brothers of chelek b'chora, so to the portion of the firstbornhood. Afagav Lomatiliyadi may not have come to his hands in his lifetime, it should still go to his firstborn. So now the Gemara asks, what will each Tana do with the other one's source? Rabbanan Nami, the Rabbanan, again, the Rabbanan, the majority, the sages disagree with Rabbi. They feel that even what appreciates on its own, the firstborn does not get a double portion in that added appreciation that happened after death. So 1 second. Haksiv Pishnayim, but the Torah links the two portions that are given. It says, give him a double portion. It sounds like the same way he gets some of the appreciation that happened after death as a son, he should get some of it as a firstborn. No, Pishnayim is to teach you something else. Ahu, that's to tell you, l'meis v'lei achad mitzra, that when you give to the firstborn his piece of land that he inherits from his father, he's getting a double portion. You put the two pieces next to each other. You put them on the same side. You don't give him one piece in one area and one piece somewhere else. Pishnayim has to be like one big piece. I, Rebbe Nami, who says he gets a double portion in the appreciation that happens automatically. I, Hoksibut, the verse says, Lasa slow, to give him a gift. How could you give a gift of what he didn't own? No, that is to mean Shem Amar, any no tail, any no sein. If he says, I don't want to take a double portion because I don't want to have to give a double portion of the loans, Rasha, he's allowed to do so. But just like in a gift, a person only gets a gift when he's willing to accept a gift. The firstborn is only gets the double portion, the portion of the firstborn, when he's willing to accept it.
Now, the father, Rabbi, has the right to switch the firstborn, you know.
We saw that according to one opinion, not that he can switch the firstborn, we saw that he can allocate the money to one of his sons, but Yoman Chilo Espanav.
One of his, right. Doesn't have to be exactly.
We'll get to that later. So Amar Rav Papa said, Dik Lava Alim, if you have a single date tree, and then after death of father, it gets thicker. Arif, there's land, v'asik sirton, and after death of father, some more dirt gathers around it through the ocean. So certainly that's an appreciation that since it keeps the same name, the firstborn would get a double part of that added value. Kipligi, the argument is b'chafura, if there was young grain when the father died, v'hava shubli, and now over time it has progressed to becoming shibalim, to becoming stalks. Or shlufafi, it was a little date tree with just some flowers, and now, after father died, Avu Tamri, these flowers became dates. Mar Savar Shvachad B'melu, Rebbe's of the opinion this is a automatic, natural appreciation. The firstborn's entitled to a double part of it, just like he was entitled to the double part of the beginning, because it says Pishnayim. Mar Savar, whereas the majority, the sages say no, since the Torah calls the firstborn's portion a matana, a gift, just like a person can't give a gift that doesn't yet exist, the father couldn't give that added improvement, the date, but the date didn't yet exist. So Mar Sava, the Chacham of the opinion, Ishtani, the item has changed, it has a new name, it's a new thing, and therefore the firstborn doesn't get a double portion in it. So now the Gemara is going to discuss who's the halacha like. Is halacha like Rebbe, that the natural, automatic appreciation of an object, also the double portion rule applies to that appreciation? Or is the halacha like the chachamim, that the double portion is only true in the assets that the father owned, but when the assets appreciate and they get better after the death of father, even though that happened automatically without an expense, without the other son spending money, the firstborn does not get a double portion in that. So Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan Rabbi Chiya, if a judge, Asak, Divrei Rebbe, Paskins like Rebbe, and he gives to the firstborn a double portion in the appreciation, Asa, whatever he did, would work. Divrei Chachamim, but if he would rule like the Chachamim, and say that he doesn't get a double portion in the appreciation, also, it would also work. Understand, who's the halacha like? So the Gemara explains, Misaf Galei, Rabbi Bar Chana is just not sure. He's not sure. So since he's not sure, therefore, whatever way the judge rules, we would let it stand. Now, normally, we allow judges to make mistakes. We don't want to reverse the rulings. However, if a judge makes a mistake about something which is a Mishnah, Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah, then we do reverse the rulings. But over here, Misafkaleh, he wasn't sure. We have a rule, halachas like Rebbe against his fellow. So is that halacha ki Rebbe mechaveiro, halachas like Rebbe when it's Rebbe against a contemporary. So let's say Rebbe against Rebbe Shimon, or Rebbe against someone else who was alive in his era. Velo mechaveiro, but not Rebbe against his friends. Not when he's against the majority. Here it's the sages that are against him. So therefore, here is halachas like the sages. Oh, or maybe halacha ki Rebbe mechaveiro, halachas like Rebbe even against his friend, v'afilu mechaveirov, and even against his friends. And since it could be that halachas like Rebbe even against his friends, that's why here halacha would be like Rebbe, that the appreciation that happens automatically is considered still part of the father's property, and therefore the firstborn gets a double portion in that appreciation. So the view of Rabbi Bar Chana is that he didn't know. He wasn't sure. So let's see what other Amoraim thought. Rav Nachman Amarav though said, Asur Lasos Kedivrei Rebbe, a judge is not allowed to rule like Rebbe and give a firstborn a double share in that appreciation. Kasavar, because he held halacha ki Rebbe mechaveiro velo mechaveirov. Halacha is like Rebbe when Rebbe is up against one other sage, not when Rebbe is against his friends, not when he's against the sages.
Who has more power, Rebbe or the Beis Din Rabbi?
What do you mean? Rebbe was in the second century. This is his opinion. Now you have courts. They have to know, was Rebbe right? Was he wrong?
But can Rebbe override the Beis Din's ruling? No, right?
The Beis Din is hundreds of years later. They're trying to figure out if Rebbe was right or wrong. It's not a matter of who has more power. He's no longer alive. who's right? Was he right or was he wrong? He wasn't alive in the days of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman is hundreds and hundreds of years later.
They're trying to figure out what he meant.
No, they want to figure out if he's right. He's correct. For Rav Nachman, Didei Amar, Rav Nachman himself used to say, in the name of Rav, he said, you can't rule like Rebbe. But he himself used to say, Mutter lasos kedivrei Rebbe. If a judge wants to, he's allowed to rule like Rebbe and give to a firstborn a double share in the appreciation that happens automatically. Let's say the father died when the date tree had flowers, but now the date tree has dates. He feels the firstborn can get a double share of the dates. Because Kasavar, because he holds Halacha Kerebi Mechaveiro, Vafilu Mechaveirav. Rav Nachman himself holds that Halacha is like Rebbe, even when it's Rebbe against the sages. No, all over. Yeah, Amar Rava. Rava used to say, Aser Lasos Kedivrei Rebbe. You're not allowed to rule like Rebbe. V'im Asa, but if a judge did rule that way, Asui, it's done. So how did he understand? So he used to have a tradition, Matin Itmar, that in this scenario, we tend towards the sages. We think they're right. They are likely right, but we're not 100% sure. So since we're not 100% sure, we say you have to rule like them. You're not allowed to rule like Rebbe. But if you did rule like Rebbe, since we're not 100% sure, we're not going to reverse the ruling. Okay, that completes the discussion about appreciation that happens automatically. I'm Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Tani Rav Nachman Bishar Sifrei Debei Rav. Rav Nachman taught in the other Brysos of Vayikra from Rav. The verse says, give to the firstborn a double portion, b'chol asher yimatzei lo, and everything that will be found to him, to the father. So that means it has to be in his hands. Prat l'shevach shishbichu yorshin v'yachar misa savien. That excludes improvement that the children inherit, that the children created after father's death. Avol shevach sheshavchu nuchasim lachar misavien. But if it's improvement that just the assets improved, shakil, the firstborn does get a double portion in that. Umani, who's that? That's the view of Rebbe. That would be Rebbe's version of the brisa. However, Tani Rami Bar Chama b'shar sifrei debei Rav, Rami Bar Chama had a different brisa that he quoted from the Sifrei of Vayikra. B'chal asher yimatzei lo, whatever is found to him, to the father, out of it, two portions are given to the firstborn. Right. And whatever is found to him, to exclude improvement that happens after father's death on its own. And so the improvement that happens on its own, they can't give to the firstborn. So Kol Shekain, certainly, Shevach Shishbichu Yorshim Liachar Misa Savien Delo Shakil, certainly improvement that the brothers created, they don't get. Umani, that's a brisa like the Rabbanan, which as we just saw, there's a whole argument who Halacha is like. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Ein Bechor Notel Pishnayim B'milva. The firstborn doesn't get a double portion in the loan that the father had lent out and was repaid. So Gemara says, Laman, who is this like? Ilem L'Rabbanan. If you're going to say this is a Shmuel's following the view of the sages, Hashda Shvachad Yisav Birshusi, I'm Rabbanan Lo Shakil. Rabbanan say that if the animal was out in the wilderness and it just improved on its own, it doesn't get a double portion. So Milva Mubaya, do I have to tell you that it doesn't get a double portion in the loan? Elul Rebbe. So then it's according to Rebbe. I understand. But according to Rebbe, he should get a double portion in the loan. Elohad Tanya, what about the following Braisa? Yarshu Shtar Chov, if they inherit a loan document, B'chor Noto Pishnayim, B'milva Uberibis. He gets a double portion in the loan and in the interest. So money, who's that Braisa? Lo Rebbe V'lo Rabbanan. There wouldn't be Rebbe nor the Rabbanan? Answers the Gemara, Lo Olam Rabbanan. Shmuel is following the view of the Rabbanan. And itzrich, there is a chiddush here. Sakatai tachaminin, I would have thought to say milva kivin de nakid shtara command the gav yadami with a loan, since he has the loan document, it's as if he already collected it, so it's already in his hands. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush that he hasn't, and therefore the firstborn doesn't get a double portion in it.
This is when the father was the lender, right?
Yes. Father is the lender. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, Fichachir b'lem Toro mitzvah, Shenem, Adonai Chafetz l'man Tzidko, Yagdil, Torav Yadir.